we come together on this wonderful Lord's Day evening. It has truly been a good day to draw close to God. And we will continue to draw close to Him as long as we have a breath in our bodies. Amen. Those that choose to fall away, it's a bad choice. Those that choose to draw closer, it is a good choice. So do what you know to be right. Draw close to God and He will most definitely draw close to you. In Psalm 145, verse 18, drawing near to God. Drawing near to God. He says again in Psalm 145, verse 18, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon Him, to all that call upon Him in truth. Now, I believe that we need to take note to that. For as the psalmist wrote here and said, to all that call upon Him. He went on to write and say, to all that call upon Him in truth. There are many people today that proclaim to be drawing close to God, but they're not doing it in truth. It has to be in truth in order to be acceptable unto God. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear Him. Not those that do not fear Him, but those that fear Him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. We all like it when people pay attention to what we're saying. Well, if you want God to pay attention to your cry, you'll fear Him and you'll draw close to Him in truth. The Lord preserveth all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. Men don't like to hear that. All they want to see the preserving side of God. They don't want to see the angry part where it says that He will destroy them. He will destroy them that are wicked. Now, it's a simple choice. And it shouldn't take a whole lot of thought for a man to decide to draw close to God, because that's where he's going to get his blessings from. That's where he's going to allow God to hear his cry and for God to answer his plea. But God is willing and waiting to give him the desires of his heart. So my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Now, how often do you speak the praises unto God? Or how often do you speak the praises of God? See, there are so many people that bad mouth, you know, not just God, but they bad mouth the people of God. And when that happens, we're missing the point of drawing close to God. And as we were looking at this morning, we're just going to run through it real quick here. When we draw near to God, we draw away from ourselves. It's important that we realize this, that we need to remove self. Get away from self. You know, we need some time away from self in order to draw close to God. And away from the world. I believe both go hand in hand if you really look at it. If you do not want to fulfill your own desires, that means that you will not go out there and participate in the things of the world. So let's continue to draw close to God. And this causes us, as we draw close to God, to draw near one another. We need each other. You know, Brother Tanakas was saying if we would spend more time through the week with one another, maybe when we come to services, we can figure out how important it is to draw close to God. We didn't come together today to socialize during worship time. We come together to worship God. There's a time to socialize and there's a time to worship. See, when we draw near one another, we can do both, can't we? We can socialize together and then later on we can worship together. Or we can worship together and later on we can socialize together. He causes us to draw near to Him and Him to draw near to us. That's what's really important. I was in worship on Sunday and I spent, you know, half the day there worshiping God. Think about it. Was your worship acceptable unto God? Was the worship that you were giving unto Him, was it as He has authorized in His Word? See, those are some things that we need to consider when we say, I was drawing close to Him, but yet it felt as though He was so far away from me. If you were not doing it according to His Word, you best better believe He was far away from you. Because you were far away from Him. So we need to think about those things. And we need to consider those when we start talking about drawing close to God. As we draw close to God, we draw others to consider, or we need to consider others, because sometimes we miss some things. And our behavior sometimes, when we say that we're drawing close to God, yet we're not, we're going away from Him, and we're causing others to go away from Him. So we need to consider others, don't we? In Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. As we remember who we're supposed to be worshiping and how we're supposed to be worshiping Him, we need to take others into consideration. Philippians 2, verse 14. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. How many times have a non-member heard you murmur about other Christians? How many times have your spouse, who may be a Christian, heard you, badmouth someone else, and they say, baby, you don't need to be, saying those things? Or how many times have your children heard you say some things and then they went back and repeated it, and you say, I don't know who told them that. No one told them. They were just listening to you murmuring and disputing. It said that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. You may be innocent. So we stand before the judgment throne. We want to hear, enter in, my good and faithful servant. Not depart from me, you workers of iniquity, or depart from me, you murmurers. We don't want to hear that. We get tired of listening to children bicker back and forth. What about God hearing us bicker back and forth? Or how about, someone that's not a member of the church hear us always bad-mouthing someone else that's a member of the congregation and where we worship? See, there are some things that we need to get right. He says, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Not that men may see you, in your light, as Brother Theotis was saying on Wednesday, not with your light going out, but with your light shining bright. See, these are some things that we need to consider. We need to consider others. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 3, starting with the first verse. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. And now, there are some wives whose spouse is not a member of the Lord's church, and they go home and they say, you know, I wish that preacher wouldn't have preached on that today. I have no idea what he was talking about, but I know he was talking about me. What do you think the husband is going to say? Baby, you don't have to go back up there anymore. But if you go home and you tell your spouse, baby, you know, the preacher preached a very good message today about drawing near to God. And if we draw near to Him, this is what would happen. He may say, well, let me go down there and really see what's going on. He got you all excited about drawing close to God. Maybe I need to be the one drawing close to God. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear. Knowing that you fear the Lord and you're trying to draw close to Him, and in order to make this relationship really, you know, get off to where it needs to be going, maybe He needs to come down and hear it. And if you do what you're supposed to do, or, you know, He might, or if you do what you're supposed to do, maybe she might come down and hear it. But we always need to understand that it's not about us, it's about God. Matthew chapter 26, verse 58, as we draw near to God, it allows us to draw away from doubts and fears. You know, we have a lot of fears that come about in our lives, a lot of things that we are afraid of. But you know, when we draw close to God, He can remove all doubt. He can remove all those fears. And so that's where we need to be. We need to be with God. You know, husbands can only protect their wives in so much. They can only give them so much comfort and say, baby, don't worry about anything. I'm here to take care of you. You can't take care of them the way God can take care of them. So we need to draw close to Him. Matthew 26, the verse is 58. Matthew 26, the verse is 58. Oh, Peter, when Jesus had already told him that he would deny him, right? He says, but Peter followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servants to see the end. He followed them afar off. He deserved to have some doubts. He deserved to have some fear. Because where was he? He wasn't close to God. He was moving away from Him. When you are told that you can go to a place and you hear about how you can gain salvation, that's where you need to be. Yeah. When you're told how to keep your life in a fashion that in the end that you will have a reward, you need to listen to it. But old Peter, he followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in and sat with the servant to the end. And if you would look at it and read the rest of the story, you'll see exactly what Peter did. There are many times in our lives, instead of drawing close to God, we're moving away from Him. We need to draw close to Him so that we may be able to get away from these fears and doubts that we may have. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 29. Matthew 14, verse 29. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Now, I just want you to think about it just for a moment. If just one of you were able to walk on water, would you look away? Would you, you know, wonder how is this happening? Would you be afraid if you got to a certain point that you were you will sink. But as you think about that, think about if something was going on around you while you was walking on water, as Peter did, and as things were happening around him. Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. What was he telling? It is me. You draw near to me, Peter, and you can walk on this water without having any fear at all. It says, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. You know, we're like that in many cases. Lord, if you allow this to happen, or if you're really present in my life, Lord, you know, let me get this job. And you get that job because where is God? He's there. He's there for you. And when you get that job, you get there and you get the work and you say, man, this is really not what I wanted. You know what? You need to be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. Peter was safe in the boat, but what did the Lord add to him? Come on, Peter, walk out on this water. Or there on land, walk out on this water. And he said, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and called him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? What was he doubting? He said, Lord, if it's you, you bid me to come. He said, come. What did you doubt, Peter, that it was really me? That I could protect you. When did you doubt these things? From all fear. Peter, all you had to do was focus on me. God has given us that same message today. All we need to do is focus on Him. And everything will be all right. No matter what problems you go through in this life, no matter how many downs and outs you have, everything will be all right. Why? Because we're drawing close to Him. And as we draw close to Him, He's drawing close to us. Jesus didn't let Peter drown. He stretched forth his hand and he helped him out of the water. He can help us today, but we have to be willing to accept that help. We have to be willing to do the things that we're supposed to be doing. Going back to Psalm 145 verse 18, how are we going to be able to do this? We're going to be able to do this through prayer. We're going to be able to do this by focusing on what God wants us to do and making sure that we're doing it the way that He wants us to, and make sure that when we're doing it that we're putting all our heart into it. The Lord is near to everyone who prays to Him. Everyone. To every faithful person who prays to Him. God is near them. Waiting to give us the desires of our heart. And then, as we draw near to God and He draws near to us, how really are we going to be able to do it? We do it by living holy. By living holy. But what does it mean to live holy? It means that there are some things that you may want to participate in that are not good for you. There may be some things that you want to say that you should not ever open your mouth to say. Look, if you would, in the book of Psalm chapter 15. Psalm chapter 15 verses 1. Through 5. And I know many of you are reading out the King James Version, New International Version, or NIV, or that's the New International, or the ESV, or the New King James, but just listen to this. Lord, Psalm 15, verses 1 through 5. Who may go up and find refuge and shelter in your tabernacle upon your holy hill? He's asking him, Lord, who can do this? Anyone who leads a blameless life and is truly sincere. Anyone who refuses to slander others, does not listen to gossip, never harms his neighbor, speaks out against sin, criticizing those committing it, commends the faithful followers of the Lord, keeps a promise even if it ruins him. Who may go up and find refuge? Those that draw near to God, because He's drawing near to them. Does not crush his debtors with high interest rates and refuses to testify against the innocent despite the bribes offered him, such a man shall stand firm. Stand firm. We need more people like this, don't we? I know none of you are in the loan and business, but if you were, you jacked up the interest rate and say, oh, to this man, I'm going to give, you know, only 10%, but over here, since it's you, you got 30 or 40%. No, you're not drawing close to God. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. Oh, I'm not a gossiper, but do you have any news that you can tell me? You're not drawing close to God. See, we need men, we need women. You know, there are more men to gossip than women that gossip. You may not know that, but it's true. Why do I say that? Because most women that gossip go home and tell their wife, go home and tell their husband, and the husband then go to his job, and there he stands around gossiping. See, we can't be God's children and act like that. God, He has no place in His kingdom for gossipers. So we need to do what is right. We need to be the people that God wants us to be. Again, in the King James Version, in verse 3, it says, "He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doth evil to his neighbor." One taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Those individuals, they're not going to be able to draw close to God because they got some other things on their minds. Where's your mind at right now? Is it drawing closer to God? Are you praying for the man that needs prayer? For the woman that needs prayer? Are you praying for them? Those that have strayed away from the fold, that are driving themselves now away from the presence of God, are we praying for them that they may draw closer to God so that God can draw close to them? If not, why not? See, we need to focus on what God wants us to do, and we need to be the people that God wants us to be. If you're here this evening and you're not a Christian and you want to draw close to God, you need to put Him on. You need to put Christ on through the water of grave of baptism. For so many of you as has been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So you can't say that you're a Christian if you've never been baptized. So you have to be baptized into Christ. Added to the church. Not a church. But added to the church. The church that Christ built. Acts chapter 2 verse 47 says, "Praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord adds to the church daily such as should be saved." Maybe you're here and you are a Christian and you're strayed away from the fold. We're asking you to come back. Today is just as good a day as any.
Amen.
Because tomorrow is not ours. Come forth. Confess your fault. Come forth. Confess Christ for the people that's here. Those of you that confess Christ, have your sins washed away, live a faithful life. Those that come forward, confess fault, don't go in sin anymore. As for the prayers of the congregation, that you may be strengthened. Amen. We stand and sing the invitation hymn. We ask you to draw close to God.